Prologue. The Colorado River running through the Grand Canyon is known for big, iconic rapids, and the biggest of them all is Lava Falls, a storm of energy that churns, tumbles, and explodes in its headlong rush toward the Sea of Cortez. Standing on the banks, I couldn't see lava, so instead I listened to its colossal roar as my guide Harlan talked me through the rapid. In my 6 years of learning to kayak, of slamming into rocks, of bleeding, of pulling the skirt on my kayak and swimming for my life, I had come to realize, if you deciphered the river carefully, you could discover a hidden map through the chaos. Boaters called this map the line, the safest and easiest way through. Harlan took my finger and traced it along lava's line, stopping to point out the obstacles to be avoided. As you enter, you set your angle, approaching from the right, but not too far right because fierce upsurges of water are piling against the right shore and boiling back underneath your boat, whipping you like a monster's tail toward the left. You paddle furiously, only a few inches to the left of the eddy line, separating the bullet trajectory of the river and the pulsing boils. You fight the spin, because just to your left is the notorious ledge hole, a chunk of rock under the surface spanning almost half the width of the river. Water pours over the lip and collapses under its own weight, recirculating in a maelstrom of white water like an enormous washing machine. It's the most feared place in all the 277 miles of the Grand Canyon, because it will suck you down and hold you there for a long time. Squeak by the ledge hole, and you drop off the horizon into the entry waves, two walls of water, the right being the biggest, and coming at you in the shape of a huge rooster tail. Next, you line up for the V wave, two massive lateral waves that slam together. You need to strike the V slightly left of center and punch through with everything you have. Otherwise, you'll be launched skyward and cartwheeled into a backflip. If you manage to bust through, you turn left, angling out into the river to avoid the Cheese Grater Rock, a wicked peninsula of jagged black basalt that will tear apart anything that comes into